This is a demonstration of Nortel Networks channel routing software written by CopperCAD Design. To load the software, hit Ctrl-B on your keyboard, bring up the Application Manager menu. From the menu, select the Channel BGA software and load the skill program. Please read and accept the licensing agreement. The software is now loading and generating a temporary tech file. From the software menu, we can now define and set up parameters for channel routing the BGA. Initially, we're going to set for logic via stack, in this case from the top layer to layer 3 signal. The power via stack from top to layer 2 ground. And the through-hole via to be used on the BGA. Dogbone type, we have three types available: standard, one row extended, and two row extended. In this case, we're going to use the standard dogbone. The dogbone offset can be set to 1/2 pitch, pin center, pin edge, or user defined distance. In this case, we're going to use 1/2 pitch. Dummy nets. We can treat dummy nets with a fanout, without a fanout, or we can treat it as logic and route it out to the edge of the BGA. In this case, we're going to route without fanouts. Channel types, we have two patterns available, a cross pattern or an L-shaped pattern. In this case, we're going to select cross. I've predefined the logic width, in this case 5, the line spacing 5, and a power width at 14 thou. The power via stack to be used by the low-cost HDI vias, in this case as predefined as ground. Simply select it from the available netlist and apply it to the BGA. Same for the power nets. Simply select the net from the available ones in the list. And we're now ready to route the BGA. Click Apply and select the BGA. We're now being asked if we wish to delete the existing tracks and vias that are on the BGA. In this case, we're going to say yes, as we no longer wish to have this fanout pattern. The BGA has now been fanned out, with 14 thou on the power tracks, 5 thou on logic on the signal nets. And we've begun to search for the best locations for the channel in each of the four quadrants. The channel locations are being highlighted for better visibility. We're now being asked again if we wish to continue on channel routing and create some channel routes, or we could say no and stop. If we stop, we have the ability to go and use the modify tab to do power pin sharing, or continue or let to discontinue channel BGA routing and perhaps use Spectra to route beyond this point. In this case, we're going to say yes, we wish to create channel routes. We're going to say yes, and I was now going to route the blind vias that are drilled down one layer deep from the top down out to the edge of the BGA, primarily within the channel first. We're now being asked if we wish to create mini channels. Mini channels are simply we're going to route more of the vias on the same layer out to the edge of the BGA. And thus by doing so, we're going to convert the via from a through-hole via to a blind via, again from the top layer, one layer deep. So again, we're going to say yes and create the mini channels. This also has the effect of opening up the BGA. As vias are taken off, or through-hole vias are removed from the BGA, more locations are available to play the coupling on the backside, also opens up the BGA, allowing better routing on the internal layers. The software is currently searching each of the vias in each of the four quadrants to see if it is routed, if the track, if it is not routed, if it is a diff pair, or power net, or a fixed net. If it's a power fixed net or a diff pair, it will not be routed on this layer. It will route it on one of the subsequent layers. again, because we use 5 and 5 routing, we can get up to 5 tracks in each of the main channels, and on subsequent laser we'll also get up to 5 tracks on the sub-channels. You can watch your progress down at the bottom. It starts at quadrant 00, which is the top right quadrant. Quadrant 10, top left. 20, bottom left. And 30, bottom right. As you can see, it's currently routing the bottom right quadrant. The channel reading probe has now finished this layer and has completed 64% of the BGA on one signal layer internally. We now proceed, if we wish, to subsequent layer routing. To select the subsequent layers, simply select the layer we wish to route, in this case layer 4, click apply, and select the VGA again. Now going through again and assessing the differential pair locations in each of the 4 quadrants, as it will route these diff pairs first in priority. Each of the diff pairs has an area placed over it protecting it, the diff pair. This prevents other tracks from splitting the diff pair and as it routes this layer. Again, you can see that a sub-quadrant up to 5 tracks can be routed in the sub-quadrants and on the BGA. I'm going to stop the routing at this point, as it does take some time and we're time limited for this demonstration. I'm now going to load a pre-routed board in order that I can show you power sharing and subsequent layer routing after it's been completed. The same BGA had been pin shared. As you can see, the pin sharing is limited as it picked it up a few places in the corner and a little bit in the middle. Although limited, it still helps open up the corners on the BGA and allow decouplers be placed closer to the device. If you look on the internal layers, first subsequent layer in, signal layer 3, as in previously routed, signal layer 4, and signal layer 7. This is the third layer, and at this point the BGA is routed 100%. If we look at other layers within the BGA, you can see that the BGA is now fairly open. It hardly looks like a BGA anymore and is very easy to route. Also, locations for decouplers have been opened up on the backside of the BGA all through the device. This ends the channel routing demonstration. For more information, please visit our website at www.coppercad.com.